Welcome to the Application Acceleration Challenge interview series. With me is Bob Yee of Juniper Networks. Juniper is a longtime leader in providing application acceleration and WAN optimization equipment. Bob is a product marketing manager for the acceleration product line at Juniper. How are you doing today, Bob?
Excellent, Robin.
Okay. The last few years, we've seen a renewed interest in WAN optimization and a new interest in application acceleration. This, along with the increased focus on providing service and security at the application level, has created an entirely new area we're calling application delivery. From Juniper's perspective, what are the main drivers causing this interest in application delivery in the data center and the branch offices?
That's a great question, Robin. Yes, I absolutely agree that WAN acceleration is one of the hottest markets in networking today. There's actually many different business drivers, but I would have to say that the main three surround the notion of a competitive advantage, increased employee productivity, and cost savings. Let me just give an example here on the competitive advantage that we've seen from one of our customers, who is See's Candies. See's Candies actually deployed Juniper's WX application acceleration solution to ensure critical applications like the Oracle and Microsoft Exchange provided fast and consistent response to handle their large influx of customer orders, especially during periods of holidays. To comment on some of the other business drivers, we see that the other business drivers essentially create IT projects that involve server consolidation, modification of applications, data center consolidation, and really lots of other IT projects. Now, all these projects really add increased demand on the WAN and increase latency for end users. So in the end, end users suffer poor user experience. Juniper has solutions around application acceleration that enables customers to meet their business objectives and, at the same time, enable excellent end-user performance from the application, which in the end increases employee productivity.
Okay, you mentioned several important trends, I mean, including data center consolidation, server consolidation, and the webification of applications. Let's focus a little bit on the webification. In particular, Web 2.0, which is a hot topic of discussion right now. You know, everybody should have a Wikis, blogs, social networks. What I like to call is applications the user generates the content, which means that they can generate a lot of content. But why can't somebody just throw bandwidth at the problem?
You know, you're absolutely right, Robin, that Web 2.0 really creates a lot of rich and additional content on web-based applications, and we see that for a lot of these collaborative types of applications, they're really putting a lot of additional pressures on the WAN. I do want to point out that customers can't simply add bandwidth to solve the problem. It turns out that IT managers also need to be concerned with the effect of latency on their web-based applications. Latency really deals with the round-trip response time, and it really increases as traffic traverses over longer geographic distances. Our application acceleration products really minimizes the effect of latency on application performance. Web-based applications use TCP as the transport protocol, and it turns out that while this protocol worked well in a LAN environment, it really is less suited for the WAN due to its inefficiencies with its frequent handshakes and small window size. Our WX application acceleration products optimizes TCP, and it also optimizes many other protocols also, including protocols like UDP for real-time traffic, SIFS for file services, or MAPI for Microsoft Exchange. And obviously, we also provide optimization for protocols including HTTP and for encrypted web-based applications, HTTPS.
Bandwidth doesn't solve the problem. So basically, you're telling me that because of the way TCP and the application protocols work, our old friend bandwidth don't solve the problem, and we need the specialized equipment to address the problem. Is that the essence?
Exactly. So while bandwidth may help in a certain isolated number of instances, we really have to take a look at the underlying transport protocol. So as I mentioned earlier, the underlying transport protocol for many applications, and the example that we gave earlier on web using TCP, it's really an inefficient transport protocol. So you have to address the optimization of that transport protocol to provide improved user responsiveness.
Okay, well, I mean, so the application acceleration equipment can help response time. But while we don't need to throw bandwidth at it, this will save us a lot of bandwidth. I mean, what type reduction can we expect from an application delivery solution?
So customers should really expect some fairly dramatic improvements in their bandwidth reduction. And I'll just give you one example. One of our customers, BOC Edwards, a publicly posted case study on our Juniper.net website, experienced an 80% reduction in their bandwidth reduction for FTP traffic. So what we've seen from our customers and from real-world testing, there's some fairly significant improvements that customers should expect to see.
Okay. So, but let's deal with another problem. But, you know, aren't the application vendors going to solve this problem by making their applications and protocols work better? I mean, Microsoft is headed down this road with Vista. I mean, can't I just take life easy and be rescued by them?
Application vendors have absolutely made major improvements in the behavior of their applications. So we know, for instance, vendors like SAP have made major improvements in the behavior of the application to put less traffic over the wide area. But it still turns out that while changes to application architectures have improved application response, we still need to optimize transport protocols to make sure that customers obtain fast and consistent application performance. Juniper's WX product really helps customers optimize these transport protocols and in the end give the end user a great experience, which is really what we all want to do with our applications to get great end user response time.
Okay, so sounds like I'm still going to have to do something. The application vendors aren't going to make life totally easy for me. So let's talk about the solution, not just the problems. Many people have talked about two parts. You know, the first part, which is helping the response time for web applications and other applications, you know, which could be called WAN acceleration or application acceleration. But a lot of times you see them talk about a second part, which is reducing the bandwidth requirement and speeding the delivery of files. The wide area file service or WAFIS part of the equation. How do you think both these parts fit into the overall solution for branch office or in data center solution?
What we see happening is that technology is already present for WAN optimization or application acceleration in both the branch and data center. Basically, as data centers consolidate and become larger, they really create more bandwidth issues with more data coming in and going out of the consolidated data centers. WAN acceleration has use cases for actually both the branch and data center. I'll just give an example here. Common branch data center use cases entail application delivery and remote backup. Contrast that against a use case for the data center to data center, and that use case entails data replication, backup, and disaster recovery. So what we really see is that application acceleration is fairly versatile, and customers can get a lot of value for their investment.
What about mobile workers, telecommuters? I mean, they have some of the biggest performance problems. I mean, how does Juniper take care of them, or how do you think we should help them other than just the branch office people?
You bring up a great point, mobility. Mobility is actually very important, and we're starting to hear a lot of customer interest in this area. The extension of application acceleration to mobile users is an important part of our strategy. Customers absolutely need to extend application acceleration to workers located in mobile or home environments, not just the branch. We also need to address all kinds of variable sizing issues at the branch offices. What I mean by that is branches in the future could be small from a small number of employees, but passing large amounts of data due to the mobile workforce. So we have technology that scales to our customer needs, and it's really our strategy to help IT departments scale their application acceleration needs down from the mobile user, making him or her more productive, but also at the same time provide additional features like security to keep their network safe.
Okay, so you're basically saying that any solution somebody looks at, they really should key on to make sure that it can scale to the mobile worker, the small branch office, up to the large branch office, right?
Exactly. So we basically want to enable customers to be successful not only at the branch, but also for mobile applications.
Okay. Well, you brought up security, so Shania, let me ask you, should application delivery, application acceleration solutions have anything to do with security? Can't the two areas just ignore each other? I mean, how does security play into this?
That's a great question. Security is actually one of the core competences of Juniper. Security and application acceleration are key technologies for many high-performance customers. Juniper's approach is that application performance should be transparent from security, and we believe customers really benefit from that approach. For example, more and more web-based applications are being encrypted, and they use HTTPS. Our application acceleration platform accelerates encrypted applications using HTTPS. Some other vendors don't accelerate HTTPS, which can result in a compromise between security and application performance. Another proof point of our no-compromise approach for strategy is Juniper's support of SMB signing for SIFS optimization. SMB signing is used to protect against man-in-the-middle attacks. But more than that, we provide transparent SMB signing, so we can provide zero-touch acceleration of signed SMB traffic without compromising the security or integrity of data as it crosses the WAN. Not all vendors in this space support these types of security features. We see high-performance customers as seeing their network as a strategic asset. These types of customers need the right products to make their network into a competitive advantage over their competition. At Juniper, we believe customers are looking for solutions that address security, routing, and application acceleration, and Juniper offers solutions that bring all these areas together.
So really, if I don't consider it a security, you're basically saying I won't be able to accelerate a lot of the SSL traffic, or I may not compromise the security of Microsoft applications. So I guess it's an integral part to it, right?
Security is absolutely integral, and the approach that we've taken is that we see that application acceleration as transparent to security. By that, what I mean is that a given organization has a given set of security policies, and we provide application acceleration on top of that, so you do not need to compromise any of your existing security policies in order to get the benefits of application acceleration.
Okay, let's move on to another topic. Say I'm sold on application delivery, application acceleration. I really want to have the solution. Trouble is, now I need to convince my CIO that the money should be spent on the solution. Why would a CIO be driven to invest in this solution? What points can I use to get across the importance to my CIO?
Ultimately, customers are concerned with increasing profitability, increasing productivity, and increasing their competitive advantage. That's really why businesses invest so heavily in their mission-critical applications. So it's only logical that the next step for organizations is to preserve that investment of their mission-critical applications by making sure that those applications have the fastest end-user experience over the wide area network. Juniper's WX solution, we believe, has the greatest return on investment, and we can increase productivity through adding better end-user performance. We do provide ROI tools, but generally speaking, the best way to show value is that to just add this technology into the network and let users experience the difference for themselves.
Okay, so you say put it in, let's experience the benefits. What type of benefits should I be promising to the CIO and proposing a solution?
Essentially, the main benefit is that really enables organizations to be able to meet their strategic business objectives and at the same time experience excellent end-user performance. And in the end, customers benefit by having increased productivity and increased profitability.
Okay. So it sounds like it's a win situation, and thanks for the insight on how to present it to the CIO. Finally, I mean, I always like to ask, where is these solutions going in the future? What is the next step in the evolution, or what's right over the horizon that we should be looking for?
So there's quite a few areas that people are looking for improvements in, and one of these areas is this notion of the application fluent network. And we're already starting to see some of these technologies being incorporated into our WX WAN acceleration product line. For example, we have an application feature today called policy-based multipath. I'll just give you an example of what this is. We take an example of a customer having two links, say one for a dedicated frame relay link and another for a backup DSL link. We can establish a predefined policy where I can route mission-critical traffic like ERP traffic for Oracle or SAP on the faster link and then route less critical traffic like email over the internet. This application-aware feature really provides more efficient link utilization. Our application fluency is also demonstrated with our industry-leading management application, WXCMS, which not only provides configuration troubleshooting features, but also monitoring. So we can show with our monitoring application which applications are running on their networks, and this information can really be used to tune the behavior of their applications and the network. Our monitoring is really another proof point of our integrated solutions approach. So in sum, Juniper's integrated high-performance networking solutions with routing, security, and application acceleration really accelerates a customer's competitive advantage by improving the behavior of mission-critical applications and ultimately customers benefit with improved profitability and productivity.
Okay, so what are directions I hear you say Juniper's taking? Is bringing together its core competency of application acceleration, application delivery, along with its knowledge of security and routing. And this overall package is what's going to leverage you, you feel, provide the better solution going forward, right?
Exactly. So customers really look for solutions. And fortunately for Juniper, our core competencies are routing, security, and application acceleration. Bringing all these competencies together really gives customers the best solution for the high-performance network. And in the end, they provide the ability to improve their productivity and profitability.
Okay. Bob, thanks for being here with us today and sharing your insights.
Thank you, Robin.
You can find out more information about Juniper at their website and also at the Application Acceleration Challenge site at webtorials.com. And thank you for listening to the Application Acceleration interview series.